you lose Ike and then you lose Cortez, and now you're basically three deep there. Are you going to be changing a lot out there?
Well, hopefully we've got some quality depth there. It's a challenge for us. One thing's for sure, they're not going to cancel the game. So we think we've got a plan, and we've got some good people, and they'll have to step in there and pick it up. And the game's still tackling and keying and knocking down passes, so we're going to show up. We know we've got a challenge, but I feel these young guys are going to make a good account of themselves.
When you have a situation like that, does it give like guys like Ryan Clark and Troy maybe more responsibility?
Only in a communicative sense, but they're great communicators anyhow. I don't think it's anything different for them. I will say that from the coaching sessions, which, you know, they began back in March for us, we try to develop the depth at every position, and we try to teach these young players like they're going to be starting, because we know someday they will be starting, and this has happened before this year. Unfortunately, we've got a couple hits at the same spot, but generally speaking, throughout the course of a season, this happens every year. So it's not a surprise that some of these guys are going to be starting and taking a significant amount of snaps, and hopefully they'll be prepared and answer the challenge.
Do you ever scratch your head with, I mean, you've been in the league a long time, and do you ever scratch your head with how many injuries this team had to endure this year?
Well, not the injuries, but I scratch my head every day. I think that injuries are part of the game, and if you look around the league, you know, we're close here because this is our team. I think most teams go through an injury process throughout a 16-game season.
Do you like what you saw out of Victorian in the second half there when he got a chance to get out there?
He made a play, and I thought that he knew his assignments well. You know, we've had him since training camp, and he's always impressed us as a playmaker, and I think that he'll make a good account of himself in there.
He said he thought he could have been more physical on that when he got beat for the touchdown. Oh, it was a pretty good catch.
Well, I thought Josh saw the ball well. I thought that he had his key well. Maybe he mistimed it a little bit, and that was the way I saw it. But I didn't see a lack of physicality in the play at all.
You still see Curtis factoring in, getting some opportunities?
We'll need every one of them, without doubt. They'll all be playing.
Can you talk about what it means to have Woodley, you know, healthy Lamar Woodley on this defense?
Well, for several years now, Lamar's been one of the better pass rushers in the National Football League. And whenever he's not in there, you know, you're going to feel his loss with the pressure. And when he's in there, you're going to pick up that plus. So add to that the fact that he's so big that they have a hard time blocking him to run the ball over there. And he has a lot of assets, and we're happy to have him back.